The Air Force is trying to abandon a legacy during which systems and networks tended to grow up according to their own rules, each with their own models for security and operations and sustainment. The service has been busily building a common baseline of technology standards for all systems to use as it gradually moves toward a DoD-wide IT architecture, the future joint information environment. The next step is to implement a model for individual applications to leverage that common commodity-based infrastructure. The Air Force calls it the Service Development and Delivery Process, which it's been developing for the past 3 years as a way to bring new capabilities online more quickly and at lower cost. To help implement the process, the Air Force created a new Managed Services Office, whose job will be to design and operate shared infrastructure so that program managers don't have to on their own. Brigadier General Kimberly Kreider is the Mobilization Assistant to the Air Force's Chief Information Officer.
The MSO will vet infrastructure service providers against those established baseline requirements, and working as part of an integrated program office team, deliver the capacity, storage, platform, and common services to support application development, tests, integration, and production. These infrastructure services will be developed and delivered as a service. We are looking for capabilities to be developed and delivered as a service. Mission application owners will plan and program ahead for the infrastructure they need, and they will pay for the services that they use.
Kreider says in that SDDP model, officials in the Air Force's various mission areas will have to think ahead about how they'll integrate their applications into the security and other shared services the Air Force will offer before they start building an IT solution on their own. But she says it will also force them to think about whether they need to build something new in the first place, or whether they can leverage or reuse capabilities the Air Force already owns and operates elsewhere in the enterprise.
It's a six-step process, and it starts with functional mission owners taking a look at, well, what am I trying to do? What am I trying to accomplish? What do I need? What's the problem that I need to solve in my functional community? And what are the ways in which I'm going to solve that problem? It forces the functional to start by thinking through, before they go off and zero in on a particular IT solution or a material approach for that matter, forces them to take us to stop for a minute and think about what is the problem that we need to solve and what are the .mlpf issues associated with solving that problem, and is a material solution versus a non-material solution really the right outcome? They've gotten to the point where they've said, okay, we know the problem, we understand the challenge, we understand that there are the full gamut of .mlpf issues that have to be resolved to solve these problems, but we know we need a material, we know we're going to leverage technology, we're going to leverage IT to help us, but I've got to have a good set of bounded user requirements about what this functional capability needs to do. It gets to that common problem of we got to have good requirements.
From there, Kreider says, SDDP will have enforcement mechanisms that make sure that new applications can effectively interoperate in the shared environment before they're allowed to tap into the new infrastructure.
That's that piece that ensures that the application coming in can effectively integrate into the production infrastructure environment that exists in the operational baseline. Won't perturb it. And as that application needs to perform, the infrastructure environment with all of the integrated apps will support it, that it can get to all the data that it needs. What a concept that we can think through all of that up front, build that out in a coordinated effort across dev, test, and production in a more seamless manner than we ever did before. That's what SDDP is in a nutshell.
Since as a practical and operational matter, the Air Force can't just eliminate the tens of thousands of older applications that don't conform with its new common technology baselines, Kreider says many of those legacy technologies will stay in place while the Air Force moves to a more standards-based IT ecosystem. But she thinks the owners of those applications will have a strong incentive to at least modify them so they can take advantage of the shared infrastructure.
Many of them will remain in their current state. Many of them will look at a business case opportunity within their own portfolios, working with their PEOs to determine the viability and the feasibility of migrating those applications into the commoditized infrastructure environment, into the centrally provided standardized environment, because they realize that once they get there, their process for updates, their process for releases should be much more streamlined. They'll be able to inherit those IA controls. They'll be able to more rapidly deploy functional capability. And ultimately, they'll be able to achieve their missions at a much higher level of effectiveness at a lower overall cost. So it's about new, and it's about legacy, and it's about bringing everybody to a common destination.
However, the Air Force does not intend for all of its future IT infrastructure to be Air Force owned and operated. Lieutenant General Michael Basla, the Air Force CIO, says some applications will be better served by commercially hosted cloud environments, and his service hopes to have a way for programs to purchase those cloud services very soon.
We're going to have an organic capability, probably through DISA, that we call a commoditized infrastructure, that I'm going to tell our functionals, that's where you deploy to. Don't go out there and build your own infrastructure. That's where you deploy to.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.